if they wait till September 1, they can, they're non-migratory geese, so they can be legally taken without a permit or anything.
Right.
Up to 15 per day, I think it is, per person. Mm-hmm. And the gulls, this is their flight pattern. They fly right here going to the landfill. I've noticed that literally across here. Skunks, there's been two of them killed on the highway out here within the last week. So let's take care of one or two of them out.
And wildlife management is something that, you know, we're going to have to keep in mind with everything we do. And it gets into land use issues, and you know, like what we did with the King Farm. You know, part of their conditional use was that they had to have dry ponds for their stormwater management. You know, it's the same thing. You know, anytime people are building or doing something in the area, you know, attracting wildlife ought to be something that we think about any chance we get. You know, it's not just the animals on the airport. You know, it's the animals around the airport, the birds. I was flying down here Saturday, and, you know, there's more birds up, you know, in the pattern than there were anywhere near the runway. You know, they're not coming from, not all coming from the airport. They're coming from around the airport.
Well, we got quite a resident group there at the highway yard, and they're falling. And they just multiplied, probably just doubled the population. It's possible to get them off airport property and do that.
And that may be part of what Denrec's doing next week when they come down. And we're going, I know they're going to the prison at least.
I don't know if we've looked into it or anybody's looked into it, but I like the idea of taking the meat and feeding, you know, the hungry or whatever.
Well, with the deer and the geese, that we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's good.
I can't tell you where, but you know, we'll
soften the public reaction to it.
Yeah, we talked to Chip West a number of months ago when we were looking at the whole issue, and they're definitely interested. His organization's real interested in the deer. He said he'd take them.
Who's Chip West?
Charlie West's son has an organization. That,
okay.
He's involved in an organization. The deer they catch, they give to shelters and whatnot.
Because the prison, I think, has the same thing.
Yeah, I think he gives some to the prison, too.
Yeah, the prison does a lot of... They just built a separate building just for cleaning carcasses and cutting the meat.
And they're going to take the geese that Denrec does next week.
The jail? But,
yeah.
The state's involved in that. It's Delaware Sportsman Against Hunger is the name of the program.
Yeah.
In regards to venison and in regards to geese.
Okay.
So I've been involved in it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the end of the process. I mean, we'll make sure.
Just take them all to Mr. Wilson's house.
the meat will go.
Where did you grow a hat? Especially if they had deer ticks on them like they have now, you have to be careful with deer. And I think they've left the airport. I'm over in our yard almost every night, pulling the yard with deer. I've heard of them. Sometimes they're bedded down right in the yard. That's the truth. Never has happened until this year, so I know where the deer's at now.
Okay. Anything else on wildlife management or updates? Meeting cancellation requirements and adjustments. I asked for that to be on there. I think last month we were pretty close to not having a quorum, and I recommended that Sue maybe ask around and see if there was going to be a quorum. I think it ended up being the meeting was canceled.
We had a quorum up till about 45 minutes before the meeting.
So. I don't know that it's in the bylaws. What exactly does this group have to do to cancel a meeting or adjust a meeting?
I talked to David Rutt about that. Susan's going to hand out a letter that I got from him. And if you look at the second page here, you know, it's kind of his opinion for the committee as a public body. You know, certainly releasable to the public, but he's asking to only be released if requested. So, if, you know, somebody makes a FOIA request. I think basically what the letter says is the meeting can be canceled as long as we give appropriate notice. You know,